Welcome to the Positively You podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Larson, and I'm passionate about helping you shift the way you think so you can create a life you're absolutely obsessed with. Each week, I'll be bringing you a guest or a thought that's going to help you feel more optimistic and equipped to take real action. Get ready to push past limiting beliefs, ditch that negativity, and start showing up as the best and most positive version of you. Girl, let's do this. Welcome back to another episode of the Positively You podcast. I'm your host, Jessie. Thank you for hitting play and hanging out with me today. Definitely did not mean to make that rhyme, but here we are. I guess that was kind of fun for today. So I have been thinking a little bit about this topic that we're going to jump into today. And it came to my mind in a couple of different instances. The first time it popped into my head was when I was doing the thing that all of us moms do, driving, playing taxi driver, Uber driver, whatever you want to call it, driving our kids to and from all the places that they go to, whether that's school, after school activities, sports that they're involved in, friends' houses, even like play dates. Just all of the places, I feel like, especially springtime, we're coming up on to May, where I feel is like the most jam-packed month ever with like school ending and spring sports and all these different performances and things. So I got thinking about this when I was driving my kids to and from all of their many activities. The second time I thought about this, and you might be wondering, what even is this? Just hold on. The second time I was thinking about this was when I was filling out my calendar. So I try to have a master calendar on like our family command center. And at the beginning or the end of the month, I always fill it out for the next month. And I keep it color coordinated to try to have it be easy to glance at. So for my daughter Annabelle, her color is pink. So every time it's like soccer, it's in pink. I know what time it is. And then anything else she's got going on. Same thing for my boys. Finn is green. Liam is blue. So I've got, you know, soccer and jujitsu and baseball and piano and all these different activities that are filling at my calendar. And Connor, my husband, made a comment one day that like we didn't have colors for ourselves. Every now and then I'd have my own color if I had like something where I was going to be gone or a girls' night or some event that would pop on. Or I started adding my, I started adding my Tuesday night dance classes there. So I had a color and Connor was like, I don't have a color. I don't ever have anything going on that like the calendar needed to be aware of. And that's when I got thinking about it. We prioritize our kids' fun and their extracurricular activities and things that they want to try and skills and talents that they want to develop. We prioritize the crap out of getting that ready for our kids. And I had glaring evidence in front of me with the calendar when the entire thing is color coded and my three kids were taking up most of it and not me and my husband. So that got me thinking about, am I just not putting it on there? Am I not prioritizing this? And how can I? Do I need to be more visible on that calendar? And you know, moms joke all the time, we'll run into a friend at the grocery store in pickup line and chat for a few minutes and say, oh, we need to get together. Oh, we need to do this. Or we'll be thinking about something that we've always wanted to do or try, like a new craft, or I would love to try this new workout class, or oh, I would love to learn to sew, or I would love to insert whatever little interest has piqued your interest. And then you've brushed it aside because you don't have time or you don't have the capacity or you don't know when you would fit it in. Or right when you see the friend, you say, yeah, when things slow down again, we'll fit it in. And we never do, right? We never fit in the things for us because life is busy and we are running these kids to multiple places and we've got jobs and we've got all of these other responsibilities. And I really think that we can make more time for our fun. And this has been evidenced by just making that hour commitment every single Tuesday night for me to go to this dance class that I started to go to. I started it back in January. It's now the middle of April and I've been pretty consistent at it. I've missed a couple weeks here and there when like things really, really, really did not align or I had something else going on. And I'll tell you what, it worked because of a couple of things. Number one, it was put on the calendar. The time and the space was carved out and it was put on the calendar. I knew that every Tuesday at 7:45, I have this thing, just as I would if my kids had their class, right? I know that they've got soccer every single Tuesday at 5, and we always make time for that. We don't say, oh, well, you know, things got busy. I guess you can't make it to soccer this week, right? We don't do that for our kids, but we sure do that for ourselves, where even if we have something scheduled, so often we're like, oh, but you know, things just got so busy and I'm actually not going to be able to make it. Raise your hand if you're guilty. Mine is raised so freaking high right now. And I'm trying to shift my mindset to making myself as much of a priority as I do my kids and their activities. There are so many things that I have wanted to try or wanted to do. One thing on my list is a pottery class. I want to go throw clay on a wheel. Have I ever done that before? No. But if my kids express some interest in that, I might be researching it and being like, oh, how can I do this? Why do we not do this for ourselves? This is a shift that I'm trying to make. And something important here is starting small. We know that I'm always preaching this starting small. So if it's just carving out a half hour a week for a walk with a friend and you put that on your calendar, instead of just saying like, yeah, I would love to go for a walk with my friend. Oh, I wonder when I'll fit that in. The two of you talk together and find out a consistent time of like, we go Mondays at 8. Right after we drop our kids off at school, we meet at this place and we go for a walk and it's on the calendar. And the people who need to know about it, know about it. I think that's the other key. Besides the calendar is communication. That has been key as well. I have communicated with my spouse that Tuesday nights at 7:45 to 8:45, I am at dance. And honestly, there are times when I want to skip it and he doesn't let me. Not that he doesn't let me, but like we were on a walk yesterday afternoon. And I kind of was feeling really busy. I was feeling overwhelmed. I just had a long to-do list. You know, those days where you're just like, ugh. And then you just feel overwhelmed. And we were walking and I wasn't even going to bring it up that it was Tuesday. And he said, oh yeah, you have dance tonight. It is so helpful to not only have communication, but also accountability, which our kids have in their schedules too, right? They're accountable to a team or they're accountable to a coach, or we've paid a fee for them to do something. So put it on the calendar, communicate it to somebody, communicate it to the people that are going to help you make it happen. So if you have kids, that means communicating that to your other partner so that they're aware that they're on duty, right? That you're off duty for that time and they're clocking in as whatever. And then accountability. If you can have friends that you're accountable, if you are paying into something and just making it a priority for yourself as much as we do our kids. The fun doesn't have to stop when we're an adult. I feel like this is such a lie that we've been fed that like we become a parent, we become an adult and we're just in this grind and we give our children these opportunities because that's what kids do. Kids have opportunities, not us. And that's not true. There are so many opportunities for us as moms to learn and to grow and to just have fun. Like my dance class, I keep referring to it, but it's what's kind of sparked this a little bit because it's been so fun for me to have this class that I go to. And I'm, you know, learning a skill, quote unquote, I guess. I don't know. And it's been so fun. It's been so fun for my physical health, so fun for my mental health, for my social well-being, just making new friends, getting out of the house, and completely being just me. It's something that I'm doing only for me. It's not for my kids. It's not for my family. It's not for my house. It's not for my career. It's just fun. And we need more of that. But the only way that's going to happen is if we prioritize it as much as we would anything else in our life. So here's my challenge for you. What is something that you've wanted to do? Or something that would make a big or little impact in your life. Just even going for a walk with a friend. I think that that's fun. As I share my walks that I go on with my friend Camille all the time, I'll have people that say like, oh, that's so fun you do that. Or even my walks I do with my spouse, with Connor. We try to go every single day. And that's been something that we don't calendar it out now. Maybe I should put it on the calendar. But we will actually look at our calendars because we both do work from home. And I'll say, hey, what's your schedule like today? The kids have after school activities, so evening or afternoon is going to be kind of hard. When do you have space for this? And we'll make time for that walk then. So we kind of calendar that in. So calendar in the things that you want to do. Make it non-negotiable. Make it just as if it was your kids' Tuesday night practice that they have every single week. What's the thing for you? Carving out that time and carving out that space. Number two, communicating it. Communicating, first of all, even the desire that you want to do something with your partner or your spouse or whoever's going to help you get this thing done. Communicating your desire and then communicating exactly what you need from that person. Clear is kind. Not just like, oh, hey, I want to do this. And they're like, great, cool, go do that. You have to say, hey, I want to go do this. This is the roadblock holding me back. I want to go do this, but 7:30 on Tuesdays that's bedtime. That's feels when things are getting crazy. I don't know. I feel kind of guilty getting out of the house, right? Like walk through some of your things and say, not, is it okay? You're not asking for permission, but we're just communicating like, so I need to know that bedtime will be taken care of on Tuesdays. Are you good with that? And communicate those together and figure out how you can make a plan so that this works well for you. And then having someone that you're accountable to, whether it is your spouse or whether you've invited a friend to do something or whether you've paid an instructor a fee, you're accountable. You have to show up to this thing. You're not going to let yourself out easy on these things. You are going to start prioritizing yourself, prioritizing your fun, and just having fun. Let's prioritize this fun. So as you know, fun has been on my mind this month. If you're listening to this live when it's coming out, we are reading The Fun Habit for our book of the month in the Positively You book club. So it's kind of been top of mind for me. I recorded a podcast earlier with a new guest on having fun. And just really, life has enough hard things in it. Being an adult is a grind. It can be, right? There's a lot of roles and responsibilities that we have as women and as mothers and as wives and as just adults, right? There's a lot of things we have to get done. But we can make life a lot more fun than it probably is right now. And we can start small. It doesn't have to be this big thing. It doesn't have to be a commitment for every single week. Start small with throwing in that fun. But my invitation to you, I don't want to say challenge, but my invitation to you is this month, put something on the calendar that's just for you. Color code it in whatever fun color you want, but put it on that calendar and don't cancel on yourself, right? You wouldn't just say, oh, well, kids, it's been a rough day. We're going to cancel soccer today. Nope. We rally and we show up for those kids and for the things that they're involved in and the skills that they want to learn. Let's do that for ourselves. All right. So that has been on my mind lately. So if it's on my mind, it's on the podcast. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you have some fun this week. Whatever fun thing you do, I would love it if you would tag me on Instagram at positively.jessie so that I can join in the fun with you. I can vicariously have fun through you as I'm having my own fun and as I'm sharing on social media as well. So make sure you're over there. I love to connect over there and just make it fun, right? Make Instagram fun again. All right, guys, I will stop. Have an amazing week. I will talk to you soon. Thank you for hanging out with me again today. I'm so glad you pressed play. If you want to take a quick second to share this episode with someone you think would love it too, that would be amazing. If you're loving the show, make sure you go and leave a review on iTunes. Reviews are like magic for podcasts, and your review will help get this show into the ears of more amazing women just like you. And come find me over on Instagram. I'm there at positively.jessie, and I cannot wait to hang out with you some more. So until next time, have an amazing week.